I woke up with an erection. Wasn't mine. That'll make you jump out of a camping tent, won't it?
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Remasculate.
Oh, and hello to you. Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your O'Doul's drinking leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. And how are you doing this morning, Miss Thing?
I am fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah, Monday is out of the way. Bring on the weekend.
Monday was rough.
Did I say the same thing last Tuesday?
Yeah, you did. Bring on the weekend. Well, I'm ready for Friday.
Yeah.
Finally, Friday.
Yes, Mondays are always, you know, you got the 2 days off, and then you got to play catch up and be like, woo!
But you did party much too hard over the weekend. You were,
Whatever.
You were shaking that Malibu all over the place.
I was not shaking anything. But we did have fun. We went to a...
The hippie party.
Braunstock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was talking, since you weren't here, I was talking about... The hippie party that we went to and how you must know your clothes when you go to an era like that.
Right, which you did. You taught us all some stuff.
I Googled.
You Googled.
Sorry.
You okay?
I have some phlegm. Did you notice that? I needed something on the microphone that catches phlegm.
Oh.
I didn't get any on
it. Let's not share microphones ever again.
I didn't get any on there. There should be some kind of like, if you have to clear your throat.
Isn't there a button?
Well, yeah, there
real
is. Yeah.
Radio.
In real radio station, there is a cough button, but that's wasn't really a cough. That was more of a. I don't know where that came from. Thing.
I hope nobody's listening to this as they enjoy their breakfast or lunch or.
I hope a lot of people are listening to this while they're enjoying their breakfast. I think some people even listen to it, like when they lay in bed. Waiting for their medicine to kick in.
What's that like?
Huh?
What's that like?
I don't know.
I don't need medicine. I just go out.
I know. I hate that. I hate when people don't even need anything. They just lay their head down and then they're out. No 10, 15 minutes of tossing and turning.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I know that. I count my lucky stars. How was your Monday?
My Monday was good, except I couldn't think of anything to do on the podcast, so I was busy trying to think and brain, and finally, thank goodness, the dinosaur porn story popped up on the...
Yeah, that was lovely.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
That got a lot of people to tune in. Yesterday's numbers jumped just because I put, today's podcast is about dinosaur porn, and it was like, I gotta hear that.
What's he creating in his head? No, it's the crazy scientist that you paid a lot of money to do the anyway.
3D renderings of dinosaur porn.
It's crazy. Crazy. What else did we do this last weekend? There was one other thing. We went to Waterworld.
Yes. But, yeah, I talked about that yesterday, too. That was...
I know.
Well, I didn't talk about everything about Waterworld. I just said that's one of those places that, you know, if you want to feel better about yourself...
Oh, you did? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other thing that bothers me that I didn't point out about Waterworld was, you know, there's a lot of kids in there.
Is that bad?
You know, kids, they just pee everywhere.
They do, but that's why there's chlorine.
But I don't think there's that much chlorine. Because I remember as a kid in the pool that my neighbors had, my eyes would burn a lot. And they would go, that's the chlorine. My eyes didn't burn at all at the water park yesterday. Did you notice that? Did you ever at one point go, I think there's a lot of chlorine. My eyes are burning.
No, thanks.
And the other thing you probably didn't notice too, which I pointed out to you, was when you walked underneath the giant towers of people walking up the stairs.
Yes.
There was a lot of dripping, just a lot of dripping.
You're ruining Waterworld for me.
And I'm just hoping that was just water.
I had fun on the slides. Whee!
You can pee on the slide. No one even notices.
I didn't pee on any slides.
That's the one I almost got sick on, though.
Yeah.
But
I have
did
to
like,
go on slides by myself.
I did like that one, the Taratoga.
Yeah, it was like the lazy river, but with like pools
with action.
That stop you.
Yeah.
And then you go.
It's like a rapids, and then you'd stop, and you'd swim around in a pool for a while, and then somebody'd shoot down the rapids and hit you and knock you, and then
that
you
was
go
my
down
brother
the...
and I's favorite type ride when we were growing up at the water park. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. But other than that, you know, I could do a water park again. I like just getting the sunshine and getting
yes.
out. And I enjoy the tattoo viewing. That's something else that I...
There were a lot of tattoos.
There was
like,
a lot of
those
tattoos.
Those tattooed people are getting younger and younger every year.
Didn't you think so, too?
Yeah. I'm like, how old are you, 14?
But then again, you would see, like, the 70-year-old woman that would have, like, her ankle done. You're
yeah.
like, okay.
And that will be us soon. Well, not
soon,
but like in 40 years, that would be me if I got a tattoo now. People would be like, that 70-year-old woman has something that looks like it could have been something cool 40 years ago.
Yeah, but they'll have some new technology by now. It's like, she's not glow-chipped? What is wrong with her? You know what I mean? There'd be some kind of like...
Right.
You haven't been injected with the new chip that shines in the dark?
Right.
No, yeah. I haven't. Oh, that's so gross. Who'd do that anyway?
That's so permanent. Yeah. I'm 70. Not going to be a lot of permanent happening.
Yeah, anyway. That's what I've heard, too, with people. Like, you know, tattoos aren't going to look that good when you're 70.
Who cares?
Nobody looks that good when they're 70. So what's it matter, you know?
Right. You live once. Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so earlier we were talking about going to sleep.
Yes.
Falling asleep. I thought of something this morning when I was laying there in that half awake, half dream state when
that's
you just
dangerous.
Lay there.
Yes.
And it dawned on me that there hasn't been any new sleep technology in years as far as bedding.
Right.
You know what I mean? You put a
the
sheet
sleep
down.
Number.
No, not the bedding. Oh. Not the bedding, not the actual bed itself. Because there's been water beds
gotcha.
And air beds. And
gotcha.
I'm talking
okay.
about the bedding.
The sheet. Oh.
There's been no, you put a sheet down, you put a sheet on top, you put a blanket, and then there's usually a comforter.
Well, what do you think would be an improvement in that area?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Is science not done anything? Have they not come up? Are people even tried to have some new invention that would sell more of just, I need a new set of sheets? Because sometimes
right.
don't you feel good with just a sheet on top of you?
I like a blanket.
Okay, so how come they haven't come up with a shanket? A sheet blanket.
Right.
You know, just that it's temperature difference. So some kind of,
right.
you know what I mean? There's been no real technology. Is
there
that
hasn't.
Weird that I was laying there thinking about
that?
That
is weird, but I'm not shocked.
You know, there's not some kind of like a thermal... sleeping bag type thing that you slide on top of your mattress, but it looks like sheets.
There should be
There's
a
no...
body pillow that you put your legs in, and it feels like it's spooning with you for the lonely people out there.
See? Now, when you start thinking about bedding, right. there's more than just sheets. I think it's really weird that you go to a bedding store and you get sheets, comforter.
You have the different thread counts.
And that's it. Nobody's come up with some kind of like... This is thermal controlled one sheet. It's like a sheet, but it works like a blanket.
It's going to turn your sweat into
energy
that will charge your phone.
Yeah, there's nobody.
There you go.
There's no technology. Tossing and turning causes static electricity, which would charge your bed and work your alarm clock. I mean,
there
there's no sleep technology.
Maybe they're just trying to find a cure for cancer.
Well, they've been shitty about that. They're not really... They suck about that. How long have people been dying of cancer?
Well...
What?
I don't have a response for you, but that's very thought-provoking.
Yeah. I mean, we keep giving money to it, and people keep dying of cancer. We need more money. Well, how about you save some more people? How about that? I've always heard that if, like, Warren Buffett's wife or whatever got cancer, that'd be a cure. You know, one of the... Like, the richest guy in the world...
Right.
That'd be a cure. But then again, I've read that they don't want to find a cure because then there's all this money that's lost because
It's true.
It's once you cure it, it's done. Get a shot, you're done. There's no more hospitals, no need and debt medicine, doctors, you know, no more dying and making room for the next generation.
Right.
You know.
So. I'm scared of death.
You are?
I am.
Why?
That's a long time to not move.
Do anything?
Yeah.
Then you need some new sleep technology. That's there called a coffin. Yeah. It's comfortable. I don't know how they sell coffins to people.
I don't know.
Look at the lining on this. Isn't it beautiful? Feel how soft that is. You know what? They're dead. They don't give a shit.
My grandmother bought hers like...
ahead of time?
20 years before she passed away. It was right after my grandfather passed away.
She was planning on it?
Well, I think she saw what all she had to go through with my grandfather. And so she's like, I don't want my kids to have to deal with this. So she picked out everything. The outfit, the coffin, they matched, of course. You know, her hairstyle, her glasses.
The outfit matched the coffin?
Yeah. And she paid for everything. And the only thing we had to pay for was taxes.
And how did that, how was the coffin?
It was a light blue and it was very pretty and it matched her.
No, but I mean,
dark,
padding wise and all that. Was it very fancy or just?
Yeah, it was a nicer one.
It's like going out to buy a car that you're never going to use.
Look at
this tuck and roll interior.
She probably knew that her sons would drop the ball and just was like, okay, I should have had a daughter, but I didn't. So I'm going to pick all this stuff out for me. And it was 20 years before she passed away, and I was like 7.
That seems a little morbid.
Now that I'm speaking about it, yes.
20 years. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and plan my funeral
now. Her husband had just passed away, so she saw how much stuff was involved.
I think they should just do away with funerals anyway.
That's a closure. It's a time of closure.
There's no closure. Somebody's gone. They're dead. They're over. I feel worse when I was a kid, they make you go down and look at a casket. I remember going and they forced me to go down and look at my grandfather. And you know what the last memory I have of my grandfather is? Dead in a casket. So if I would never seen that, I wouldn't have that memory. I would think, oh yeah, he died. I'll see him again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't understand the whole, you know, go down there and pay your respects. Well, they're not really even there. So why not just do something different? Like, I don't know, put acorns in their pockets or sunflower seeds and bury them out in the field. And you'd be like, see that tree? That's grandpa. You know what I mean? That'd work like fertilizer. Go back to nature.
There you go.
Is that weird?
You're
making a face.
Do you want to be fertilizer?
I would love to be fertilizer. You could just run me through a wood.
I don't want you to die.
You could just run me through a wood chipper and mulch me and then fertilize the yard. See, actually, I've thought about this before. This is what we should do with criminals. We should take criminals, death row people, and we just run them through a mulcher. Instead of like, you know, lethal injection or electric chair, you just kind of put them asleep and then you run them through a mulcher. And all the blood and guts and stuff.
I'm going to have nightmares.
And then all the blood and guts would just shoot out in the city park, and it would turn to like fertilizer. And see, that way they could give back to the community. People go, the grass is so beautiful. I know, all the prisoners did that. You'd be like, that was nice of them after they murdered that old lady and her two friends. What?
Wow.
Is that too weird?
A little bit. Wouldn't that smell bad? Have you smelled death?
I smell fertilizer.
But people smell you.
Not if you do it.
I don't even have a complete sentence to respond to this.
Have I shocked you to beyond belief?
Yeah, a little bit. How did you not think of anything to talk about yesterday?
Because I didn't have anybody to, like, because when you sit down here alone, you're kind of like, what should I talk about?
You get distracted. Someone tweeted me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh someone's following me on Twitter.
The cat's in my lap.
Oh, Facebook.
And then when you're sitting here going, yeah, my grandmother picked out her coffin 20 years earlier, you're like,
we should have mulched her.
I didn't say we should have mulched her.
Wow.
You'd be very sad if we mulched your grandmother.
Yeah, I would. I'd kick your butt.
That's why you got that look on your face. You got all like, that's my grandma. I don't want to mulch grandma.
She's my favorite ever.
But that'd be the new thing at the funeral home. You could be selling like, this is the Mulcher 2000. This not only will this get rid of your loved one, it will fertilize your yard.
Did you hear that Starbucks is going to open a funeral home?
What? I thought you were changing the subject.
Starbucks opening inside a funeral home. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just read this. I actually
coffee
got this.
Coffee so strong, it'll wake up the dead.
I got this story from Donald Erickson. He sent it to me.
Thank you, Donald. What's it say?
Some say the best way to grieve over a loved one is by being around family and friends and remembering all the good times you shared with someone who passed before they mulched them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if there was that was 1998. A better way is to drink a cinnamon dolce frappuccino while updating your Facebook page. A funeral home in South Carolina will soon offer Starbucks coffee, lattes, and free Wi-Fi for those grieving over their loved ones. While a Starbucks sign won't be displayed in the funeral home and Starbucks employees won't actually be working on site, coffee shop workers at the Robinson Funeral Home in South Carolina will be Starbucks-trained baristas and will offer the coffee chain's official menu.
So the funeral director will also be the barista.
The manager barista. Yeah.
Wow.
You love Starbucks.
I do, but now I'm a little creeped out by Starbucks.
Why?
Can't funeral homes just have a coffee pot, a percolator, just something to... Boop, 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 boop.
Well, Robinson said that the new coffee shop is in keeping with the history of funeral homes, which has been in his family for generations and initially started inside a Main Street general store where people gathered and drank coffee. So it's going back to the funeral home's roots. Kinda.
Except yeah. It's Starbucks, and then it seems like it's capitalism. It seems like it's just, you know, they're trying to get your money some way.
Well, I think it's a smart business idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a latte, and Grandpa in the casket will have decaf. Because he really doesn't need to wake up.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought you might actually like that because you're a Starbucks fanatic.
I do love my Starbucks. But
well,
I
say
just
the next time you went to a funeral, you could pick up a half-calf vanilla latte.
So if we're just so if you're just driving down the street, and you go, I'd love a good cup of coffee about now.
Did someone die recently?
Hey,
let's
there's a funeral home.
Yeah, That would be weird. Have you noticed that in the city, funeral homes aren't as prominent as they are in small towns? Like, small towns, you know where your funeral home is. But I've noticed, I don't know where the funeral home is here in Denver.
You don't know where the Matthew and McConaughey funeral home is?
McConaughey has a funeral home
here?
No, I don't
know. It's Moran and McConaughey or something like that.
No.
That's right over there on Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, by where you used to work?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
But I didn't know that.
The Matthew and McConaughey.
The Matthew and McConaughey funeral home.
Speaking of which, did you read they're going to do Magic Mike 2?
I did.
Are you excited about that?
No.
Why?
Because.
You're saying no, but your head is nodding yes. How does that work? No, yeah.
I think they did great with the first one. I think bringing a second one in might just ruin it. Yeah. You know how sequels or prequels...
Did the story end? Like, okay,
yeah,
it's done?
Yeah, I think in order to do another Magic Mike, they would have to do a prequel.
Mm.
I can't tell you why because you haven't seen Magic Mike.
Well, you could spoil it for the people listening.
I don't want to do that.
They'll be glad to hear.
No.
Come on.
No.
All right.
That's one of the rules in entertainment broadcasting. You don't spoil movie endings. Didn't David Letterman do that recently?
He just spoiled
the Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, he was interviewing Anne Hathaway. And
they end up
said,
doing the big spoiler. Like,
yeah, this is what happened at the end. And everyone's like, WT!
F! Which stands for what the fuck, because she won't say that. Batman, The Dark Knight... got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. 97%.
Does that mean we have to go see
it? That means we have to go see it.
I didn't go see the other ones. Were there more than one?
Yeah, there's been three.
Okay.
Actually, there have been several, but the Dark Knight series done by Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
The guy that's done the Dark
Knight. And this is the last one.
Right. This is his...
And then he wants Catwoman.
Yeah.
Remember?
But who doesn't? It's Anne Hathaway.
Do you think she's hot? Is that a yes or no?
She's no podcat, but...
Podcat Pooh Bear.
Oh, look, podcat's asleep for a change.
Did you give her drugs?
I did. I sprinkled all of her little... Actually, you know what I did?
Oh, gosh.
You know, you showed me where her catnip was?
Is it gone?
No, but I took her little toys you bought her, the little feather toys, and I put them underwater, and I dipped them in the catnip and threw them to her.
Did she die?
She chased these toys for hours.
Oh.
So I think it got soaked into them. And
look at you, smarty pants.
Is that bad?
No. You should have soaked them in the bubbles. I have the catnip bubbles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent. You're looking at me
let's
like I'm crazy.
Let's get back to death and mulching people.
Oh, dear.
No, actually, let's go on with the news. We haven't done your news yet. Let's do your... We got the one story, but let's do the all things considered with Miss Thing.
That's me. A man claims caffeine drove him to grope women. I swore that this story was about you.
Well,
well,
I don't know where this came from, but it's possible. What happened?
Okay, just when you thought you heard it all, one man claims caffeine drove him to molest women. Kenneth Sands, is that your nickname, was convicted July 3rd for groping two women and three teenage girls after a volleyball game in Oregon on October 18th, 2011. His sorry attempt at a defense? Blame it on the caffeine. Sands, a school bus driver for the Rainier School District, attempted to argue in court that caffeine caused a psychotic episode. My son-in-law and daughter have never seen that kind of behavior from myself, Sands, 51, told the court. The behavior that Sands claims caffeine induced included grabbing a 46-year-old woman's breasts several times during the game and later trying to grab her rear end as she tried to get away, grabbing a 15-year-old's butt outside of a bus after the game, and then slapping a 16-year-old's butt as she was getting on the bus.
Wow.
Yeah. Sands climbed aboard the bus and touched yet another volleyball player before he was kicked off.
The best part of waking up is someone groping your butt.
There you go. The court ruled that caffeine was not, in fact, the reason behind Sands' aggressive and lewd behavior and sentenced him to 30 days for each of the five counts of fourth-degree assault.
So they didn't believe the caffeine story?
No, do you?
Yeah, I do. Why do women get away with killing people and say they have PMS? Why do women get away with stabbing people and saying I had too many Twinkies?
I've never heard that.
That's true. Google bitches.
Did you just call me a B-word?
No, I said Google bitches. That's the phrase. We use it all the time here on the show, don't we?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, but women use those excuses all the time. Why can't guys get away with...
15-year-old, 16-year-old?
Well, all right, that's saying that's a little young, but it could have really been... Seriously, what if it was the caffeine? What if he overstimulated, maybe mixed it with his medication? I don't know, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sounds like he had bad lawyers that didn't really know how to use the defense.
Could you have helped him?
Oh, I would have... Your Honor, what you don't understand is he mixed a venti latte with his heart. Why are you yawning? Am I boring you with my
no.
rendition of a lawyer
no.
trying to get a pedophile off? What?
You used the P word.
Oh. Can't you use it?
No, it's one of those words.
Pedophile.
It makes people cringe.
It makes the word pop too when I look at the when I look at the line of the recording. Got that pee pop.
Ah.
Pee pop.
Pa pa
pa. Next story, please.
Next, Tennessee man was charged $85,000 for a tank of gas. Feel like gas prices are making a dent in your budget? Imagine how Ray Crockett felt when he received a bill for nearly $85,000 after filling his gas tank. Nashville's News Channel 5 reports that Crockett charged about $30 in gas from a local station to his Citibank debit card last week during a seemingly routine fill-up. I stopped here because they had the cheapest gas at the time, Crockett said. But that's not what his bank statement showed. $84,522.54 to be exact. For a tank of gas. Crockett says he made the discovery when he attempted to use the card to buy lunch, and the card was denied. When he checked his balance, his statement claimed he was more than $84,000 overdrawn.
Whoa. That's one of those, he checks his balance. That's one of the things that
Well, his card got denied. Wouldn't you immediately be like, what the? And you check your balance to find
what
out.
What the? What does that mean? What the?
Why you gotta make fun of me?
Well, I'm not.
Do you want me to cuss like a sailor? Would that be attractive to you?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Come on now. Let your freak flag fly.
Heck to the NO.
Come on. Turn into your... Channel your inner Chelsea Handler and let the pussy jokes fly.
Wow. So what'd you think of that story?
You should see the look on your face.
What'd you think of that story?
Is that another one from...
Yeah, that was from Donald Erickson.
Donald?
Huh? Yeah, he shared that with me over the weekend. He said he would have been PO'd.
PO'd?
Yeah, he wrote PO'd in Twitter.
He didn't say pissed off?
No, he knew who he was talking to. Oh. Thank you, Donald. I appreciate your respect.
You know, everybody can hear that dog barking. I know you can hear it.
I know.
And I'm looking at the line on the recording. Every once in a while it jumps and you can hear the dog barking. That's Butterfly, who really ought to be put asleep.
But you want to put her to sleep? Oh, my.
You want to put her to sleep? Why did you? You want to put her to sleep?
I'm going to go get her. Talk to your friends.
You going to go get Butterfly?
I am.
All right. We'll just listen to her bark there for a second. Oh, now she won't bark when I'm quiet. Yeah. Come down here and annoy the Pooh Bear. Wake up, Podcat, and we'll all have hell to pay. Moon Pie got down here the other day, and there was a giant dog-cat fight. They went after it. Luckily, Podcat doesn't have any front claws, and the fight was not too bad. I could break them up without me getting scratched. That's the important part right there. So, oh, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back, and you brought the dog.
The cat dog.
Who is over there trying to figure out whether it wants to go get the poop out of the cat box.
Oh, I shut the door. She wants to say hi.
She wants you to pick her up. Good. She's in your lap, and she's quiet now.
And we're almost done, aren't we?
Yeah. We are almost done. We are at 26 minutes. For you in the gym on the elliptical, you only have 4 more minutes to go.
Push it. Oh, God. I hate when that laugh comes out. It's like a Betty.
Well, Barney.
Yeah. What was her last name?
Barney. Betty Rubble. You have a Betty Rubble laugh.
I do from time to time.
Where does that come from? What do you do?
I don't know. It comes from deep in my happy soul. What's better than that? Ha 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 ha. People laugh like that,
you know. Who does that?
I don't want to say names.
Do you have somebody you work with that does that?
Maybe.
Do you know they listen to this podcast?
From time to time.
They're going
to
know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep. I don't have any of those. Have you ever known someone to do that?
No.
A girl?
That would be very unsexy, wouldn't it?
The last time I was in the nail salon, there were these girls, they were laughing, and one of them snorted. In a public place like that.
Cute girl?
I bet everyone has someone that thinks they're cute.
But was she cute?
She wouldn't be on the cover of any magazine.
No! Okay, you have one more news story
one
for
more
us?
News story.
One more news
story. It's kind of
sad. What is it?
It's kind of sad. I'm sure everyone heard, but yesterday country superstar Kitty Wells died at the age of 92.
And there's everybody under 50 is going, who? Who's Kitty Wells?
If you don't know who Kitty Wells is, you need to just stop
Google,
yourself
bitches.
And Google.
She was the one that did. She's one of the greats. She did that song, "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels," and other songs. Does that have a list of her songs?
I think that's the only one that this story mentions.
That was her big, big hit. What did it say she died of?
Died from complications from a stroke. She died peacefully at her home.
I don't know how you die peacefully.
I hope I die in my sleep. I hope it's not like some like fire or
I want to die like my grandfather in my sleep. Not screaming and kicking like the passengers in his car.
Whoa.
See how that joke went? He was sleeping and wrecked the car.
I got it. Yeah.
I love that old joke.
You know, she had the first number one hit by a woman soloist in country music.
So she opened the door for Taylor Swift.
No, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just making it that
yeah.
way. You want to?
Yeah, I'm creating it. Yeah. Her other song was Making Believe.
Making Believe. That's how that one went.
Yes.
But only better.
She lived to see 5 great-grandchildren. No, great-great-grandchildren. 5 great-great-grandchildren.
How old was she?
92.
Oh. That's pretty, that means there was a big age group for a country girl.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, I was 13 when I had mine. My daughter was 13 when she had hers. She had hers at 13, and I'm 43, and I'm a great-great-grandmother. You know how those...
Yeah. I'm from Missouri.
You know those people.
I am. All right. That's it for my news.
Well, that's it for our podcast.
Get on getting. Okay.
We're at 30 minutes, elliptical bitches and people. And
now go to your ab workout.
Who?
Get to it.
All right. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for hitting play. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks to Pop Chips, who's now come aboard and sent us a bag of stuff to send out. Thanks to Perky Jerky and Ken Davis got his stuff. And
Donald Erickson.
Donald got his, and everybody's got their stuff. So we're going to have to do another giveaway at the end of the week.
Okay.
So I'll do another one of those. We'll give away some stuff. But thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And let's end this like we always do. God bless America. And listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, bop, mow, mow.
Yeah, I love that. We bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear thing rings and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind